Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So it was good to see you at the microwave today with
goodies. We should make that a daily meeting
Maybe
spot.
Maybe so. We should have taken a picture, actually, because I thought it was rather adorable.
I was finishing up my, I had the pulled pork sweet potato. Mm. What did you eat today?
I did the Thai shrimp again.
You
I've done it
so
2 days
boring.
In a row.
Why do you eat the same thing?
It's so good. You know what? It's so good, and it's light, and it's got a little bit of spice, and it just makes me feel good during my shift instead of overly full and then sleepy.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I just think it's a really good lunch.
So, Good Eats Kitchen is, but Good Eats Kitchen has a variety.
They do.
Tons of different offerings, Michelle.
Yes.
Explore, expand your horizons.
They have a ton. You can see them at mygoodeatskitchen.com, as a matter of fact. And we do order other things. My husband loves the bison, so we've been getting that a lot lately, too.
And go get gift cards.
Gift cards. You can do a gift card in-store, and they're going to give you a voucher to come back later and get a free meal for yourself. Mygoodeatskitchen.com. Mention Matt's Moment. Get 20% off.
So a lot going on.
Yes.
LSU was back on the practice field yesterday.
Good news.
And Mike Divinity was back practicing. But
was that surprising?
A little bit. So when a senior linebacker leaves the team for personal
reasons
the week before the Alabama game, you don't typically expect him back. It's worth mentioning that Ed Ogeron was on off the bench this morning with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Hebear.
Yes.
And said Divinity's not able to play.
Oh.
So he's back with the team, but he's not able to play. So if Mike Divinity is adding a veteran presence and maybe just wants to finish out his career the right way, great. My assumption here is, as we've seen with Sadiq Charles, LSU's offensive lineman, the left tackle, who's very clearly serving a 6-game suspension, although nobody will say it.
Yeah.
My guess is Mike Divinity looked and went, all right, well, there's 4 games left in the regular season. If it's a 6-game suspension, well, your career's over.
Mm-hmm.
So. But if he wants to come back and finish it out, and Michelle, I don't know if potentially when you think about SEC championship and bowl games, how deep it would extend, maybe he could be back. Ed Ogeron hasn't closed the door.
He just said that he's not playing at least.
Not playing.
This weekend or at all.
Right.
Okay,
no one at LSU is ever going to add any definition
to
that.
Right.
So we're all left to guess. But he's back with the team, even if it's just you're providing veteran leadership, that's cool. So we'll keep an eye on that. LSU basketball is back tonight, 6 p.m. tip.
Yes.
Heard right here on Eagle 98.1. They play UMBC, that's Maryland, Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm.
That may mean nothing to you, but they are actually the greatest giant killer of all.
Really?
2 years ago, UMBC is the team that became the first ever 16 seed to upset a 1 seed when they beat number one overall seed Virginia in the NCAA tournament. This UMBC team, though, they play like all Division II and Division III schools. There is nothing that you can really extract from any of their 4 games so far. Their point guard's 5'2". 5'2".
Wow.
5'2".
So that's really short.
He scores 16 a game, and they've got one kid left.
Zip in between everybody's legs.
They got one kid left on the team that played in that game, the upset of Virginia. This is a game where LSU should win and win handily. Just cut down the turnovers. 26 and 25 turnovers our last 2 games. LSU is second to last in the country in turnovers per game right now. They'll win tonight, but let's watch that turnover number, see if they can get it close to 10.